2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
In a unanimous decision handed down on June 27th, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Robert F. McDonnell. In September 2014, a jury unanimously convicted Governor McDonnell and his wife Maureen of public corruption, finding that the couple had used the governor's office to assist Johnny R. Williams Sr., a wealthy dietary supplement company executive, advance his business interests. In exchange, Williams gave the McDonald's $177,000 in loans and gifts, including a Rolex watch, vacations, partial payments for a daughter's wedding reception, and $20,000 in designer clothing and accessories. The Supreme Court decision to vacate the conviction means that the former Republican governor, who was once mentioned as a possible GOP presidential candidate, will not have to serve a 2-year sentence, and his wife will avoid serving her 1-year-and-a-day prison term. In rendering their opinion, the justices stated that instructions to the jury in this case on what constitutes official acts was too broad. The High Court remanded the case back to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit to determine if there is sufficient evidence to justify a new trial. Your reporter spoke with Scott Svensson, Vice President for Communications with Common Cause. Here he discusses the overturning of the McDonald conviction and the dangerous precedent he believes it sets for making it more difficult to prosecute officeholders who sell political access and influence to the highest bidder.
It's very clear this is not politics as usual by any stretch of the imagination. There's ample evidence that Governor McDonald took gifts and loans provided by his friend, Mr. Williams, accepted vacations, a Rolex watch, $20,000 shopping spree, $15,000 in catering expenses for their daughter's wedding, tens of thousands of dollars in private loans in exchange for Governor McDonald promoting Mr. Williams' product, and using the privileges and power that come with the office of the governor of any state, in this case Virginia, to host events and to give the state's official seal of approval to this product and to this business. In one instance, McDonald emailed Williams asking about a $50,000 loan, and 6 minutes later sent another email to his staff requesting an update on the scientific research surrounding Williams' products. So you see a very clear line between the money coming in or the request for the money and the governor's interest in this case.
Tell our listeners about what the Supreme Court unanimous decision says that threw out the corruption conviction against Bob McDonald. What was the rationale for the Supreme Court in making this ruling?
It's a little hard to discern. They have been very clear that quid pro quo corruption in every other case is usually what they cite. This is as clear a case of pay-to-play quid pro quo corruption as you could find, and yet they managed to weasel out of this. It's clear we can't rely on federal laws any longer to protect and preserve our democracy, but we're not left empty-handed. We, as organizers and people, need to start to work on small donor campaign finance reform and gift campaign finance laws at the local and state level so that we can demand consistency in our jurisprudence and law for the court and that we can rid the country of pay-to-pay politics. The president is sitting on an executive order that would deal with this directly on a federal level. In Virginia, Governor McDonald, other governors in the states have very specific disclosure laws that rule against pay-to-play politics or shine a light on them so they are, it's a prophylactic, it prevents people from wanting to take advantage of the system. Virginia just doesn't have that in place. And so the people of Virginia have to get those laws in place. Other states obviously should be doing the same thing because right now we've got a court that's playing politics. And if you get, one decision on one day that looks like it's going in one direction and the very next day you get this decision, which says quid pro quo, we don't see that here, that is a court that is out of balance and out of touch with where the American people are. And we've got to have stricter campaign finance laws to make sure that we can correct for that.
What precedent does this Supreme Court case send to the rest of the country? Many critics have said this is hands down going to make it much more difficult for the government to prove corruption charges against elected officials who take gifts, who accept remuneration for favors given.
Absolutely. And there is no doubt about it. Unless and until this ruling is corrected in terms of the remand of the lower court and vacated by the high court, that they get a different decision from the lower court that can be affirmed, this is sending a signal that pay-to-play politics is alive and well. There are very, very few cases of actual sort of money exchanging hands from one to the other, as we've sometimes seen in sort of grainy video shot by undercover cameras and whatnot in the abscam trials or other things like that. That sort of corruption, that sort of here's $1 billion that I'm going to give you in a briefcase, and now you're going to do me this favor, that just is pretty far afield from what happens in Washington. What happens, like in the McDonald case, is legal. And it's only different by inches from someone handing over a bag of cash and saying, I want you to do this favor for me or for my business. In this case, no votes. It was still a way of using the official apparatus of the state of Virginia and its scientific and business acumen and authority to lend credence and credibility to this gentleman's product and help him make lots of money. And that is an exchange of money and goods, or money and services, however you want to frame it, that sure seems like it opens the door now with this particular ruling to more rampant pay-to-play politics in the country. The most important thing for your listeners to know tonight is that all is not lost. People are working very hard, smart, thoughtful lawyers across this country, in think tanks and activists around this country are working very hard to put together reform measures that will ensure democracy remains of, by, and for the people and doesn't get sold out to the highest bidder. We're in a very dark moment in our history right now. There is no question about that.
That was Scott Svensson, Vice President for Communications with Common Cause. Find more commentary and analysis on the McDonald case by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.